Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Time for the Allstate Kid of the Week. Oh, you're going to love this kid. Stand by to meet Emma in just a second. I think her dad actually dropped us the note. Anyway, our friends at Allstate bring us the Kid of the Week every week, and Andrea is here to tell you how you can get involved.
Well, Steve, Allstate believes good starts young and works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential and make the world a better place through service, and they definitely do. All you have to do is nominate a kid for the Allstate Kid of the Week, a kid you know could be featured right here on the Steve Cochran Show and win great prizes, including, well, we'll tell her the prizes in a moment, but just go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry for a youth between 9 and 18 years old that you think should be the Allstate Kid of the Week.
And 11-year-old Emma joins us now. Emma, how do I pronounce your last name?
Bevenauer.
Bevenauer. And where do you live? What town?
Wilmette.
In Wilmette, the pride of Wilmette, Emma Bevenauer. All right, 11 years old. Now, you wrote a letter to your favorite basketball team, and I'd like to just read the letter, but my question first is, how did your favorite basketball team become the Cleveland Cavaliers?
I just really love their story and how they play.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Do you play basketball?
Yes.
And what position do you play?
Center.
All right, so you're one of the tallest kids in your class?
Yeah.
And are you more defensive or offensive?
Defensive.
You want to go to Northwestern someday? I could ask Mr. Innett to get you in.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Dave. Kid of the week. Right. And she's
you
want got to
play
game.
Defense? I'm sure that can be arranged.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Emma, do you mind if I read the letter you wrote to the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Sure.
Here's the letter, Andrea. Check this out. Hello, I had an idea. If the Cleveland players would like to help my school in Wilmette, Illinois, called St. Francis Xavier, raise money for a little town in Haiti. This little town needs it. They were struck by a tornado a couple of years ago, and many people, including many children, have been left homeless. We've helped make them well before they had to walk a couple of miles with heavy buckets just to get water. And they had to pay for their water. Some of the parents can't afford food, and the children go home to eat nothing. We've helped them get sewing machines, a well, schools being built, school supplies. The people in Haiti are trying to help kids get sports equipment as well and sports programs like we have, but they need supplies. They want to do soccer supplies like ball, shin guards, water bottles. They're also trying to get kids basketball so they can practice. And that's where I thought you guys could come in to donate basketballs and water bottles for them. The children are very happy to get anything they can get. If you can help us, it would be great. And then she ends it. Check this out. I'm only 11, but I'm trying to do good in this world. How great is that? Thank you. That's from Emma. And the Cavaliers delivered, right? The Cavs came through for you.
They did.
So what did they send you?
They sent me signed basketball.
How about that?
It's great. Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
It's great.
Pretty sweet. And you pass these on to whoever you need to pass them on to get them to the kids in Haiti, right?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty great. That's pretty great. Do you have a goal to go there someday and see these kids in person?
Yes.
That would be amazing. And have you told your friends about this, or are they helping you out in any way?
No, but I've told them.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, because you're a good kid. And you're paying it forward. We got to get more kids who understand what it's like to give to other people. You can do that. You can lead this, Emma.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the staff here. Any questions for Emma?
Yes.
Emma, how did you get involved in basketball? How did you decide basketball as opposed to maybe softball or a different sports?
Basketball is just one of my favorite things to do, and I'm tall, so
seemed to make sense.
Yeah.
Does your dad, Matt, shoot around with you?
Yes, he does.
Have you ever beaten your dad, Matt, one-on-one?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Dave.
You mentioned you like Cleveland. Who's your favorite Cavaliers player? And do you have any mixed feelings when they play the Bulls? Or are you just not a Bulls fan?
Mixed feelings, and my favorite player is LeBron.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes total sense. Well, we're very proud of you, Emma. We're proud to have you be Kid of the Week. What does she win, Andrea?
She is going to win an Amazon gift card and a Lou Malnati's pizza.
Yeah. And when it comes to the pizza, watch it. Your dad might eat the whole thing. Yeah, you know that. You know that move. Thanks, Dad, for the information on Emma. Emma, get to school and keep leading the world to better places, because you are only 11, but you are doing good in this world, and we're proud to have you be Kid of the Week.